This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I took the Ice Bucket Challenge today, the awareness-raising campaign that's been taking social media by storm the past couple of weeks in support of the fight against ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The National ALS Association and its chapters have pulled in more than $5 million in donations just between the end of July and today. That's about four times what they got in the same period last year. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains how it worked.
While groups like the ALS Association are getting gobs of money and new donors from the effort, the group spokeswoman, Carrie Monk, says she and her colleagues had nothing to do with it all.
I wish I could take credit for this incredible viral phenomenon. I'd be a PR genius if that was the case.
Instead, the credit seems to go to a few individuals who themselves suffer from ALS. It's a neurodegenerative disease that causes an individual's muscles to stop functioning. The disease is fatal. Victims eventually lose the ability to move, speak, and breathe. Pete Frates, a former Boston College baseball player, suffers from the disease and has helped the Ice Bucket Challenge spread. His dad, John Frates, says his 29-year-old son got keyed into the challenge from a fellow ALS sufferer.
It looked like it was just going to be for, you know, entertainment purposes around our family and friends. Then it morphed into a little bit of, hey, if you don't do this challenge, you better donate.
Sarah Durham is the president of Big Duck, a communications firm for nonprofits. She says other fundraising campaigns have also grown organically. Durham says Planned Parenthood appeared to benefit from someone sending out an email that went viral a couple years ago. Durham says the only downside can be that the charities that benefit from grassroots campaigns might scramble to catch up.
It makes it hard for nonprofits because oftentimes they're reacting to something that's already out there that they didn't get any lead time to plan for or prepare for.
But in fundraising, that's not a terrible problem to have. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.